Welcome to AISD TV News for the week of September 26th. I'm Jamie Savarese.
And I'm Priscilla Presley. This is National Hispanic Heritage Month, and Sam Houston will be celebrating this event Thursday, October 6th from 6 to 7:15 in the Little Theater at Sam Houston. The national theme is Many Backgrounds, Many Stories, One American Spirit.
Fitzgerald students, led by art teacher Karen Mullen, gave the school's flag a new coat of paint. The flag was originally made in 2001 after the tragedies in New York City, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon. The flag was recently presented at Fitzgerald's Constitution Day Assembly on September 16th.
Here's a story about a former AISD student. Last week, two Fort Worth officers pulled a couple in their 60s from a burning home in what is being called a heroic response.
Former Little Elementary student Officer Carson Bell and his partner Officer Lindsay Stewart arrived on the scene to find that there was a couple still inside. They wasted no time and without protective gear, kicked in the door and rescued the couple. The city of Arlington held a 9/11 ceremony at Heroes Park, located near Arkansas Lane and Green Oaks Boulevard. Heroes Park is a tribute to the city of Arlington's police and fire departments and honors those fallen in the line of duty. Amazing Grace was played on bagpipes. There was a bell ceremony, rifle volley, and the lowering of the flag while Taps was playing. Cadets from the new Arlington ISD High School Fire Academy assisted with the event.
34 AISD cadets from our six high schools competed in the North Texas Orienteering Association Map and Compass competition at Gateway Park this past Saturday. Three cadets won silver medals, Brenda S. from Sam Houston, Tyler Hensley from Seguin, and Chris T. from Lamar.
The student commander, Cadet Senior Master Sergeant Dayton J. from Arlington High, organized and coordinated the event. The next orienteering event will be on November 12th and 13th.
Crow Elementary sponsored a Reading After Dark social event for students and their parents, school-wide. The purpose of the event was to promote an appreciation for reading and how important it is for parents and students to read together. The event had a record turnout of 150 participants to include a number of Crow teachers and their children.
Gunn Junior High pre-vocational teacher Shanella Priest had an opportunity to share lunch with Dr. Temple Grandin at a recent autism conference in Houston. Grandin is a doctor of animal science and a professor at the Colorado State University. Dr. Grandin is widely noted for her work in autism advocacy.
Sam Houston Texans celebrated their homecoming last weekend, where the new homecoming king and queen for this year was announced. Congratulations to Tech and Jennifer.
Now for sports. In volleyball, Arlington High still continues to lead the pack, undefeated in the district, followed by North Crowley, Martin, and Lamar. This week on AISD TV, we catch Lamar at Sam Houston. In 7-4A, Burleson and Granbury are on top of the district standings.
Football begins district play this past weekend. We have highlights from the Bowie at Martin game Saturday night. Bowie scored first with a 59-yard pass from Colby Lissenby to DJ White. Lissenby and backup quarterback were injured as Martin kept hammering out the points. Here's Hicks making Martin's last score from 35 yards out. Martin wins 39-22.
Elsewhere in the district, Sam Houston and North Crowley both get wins, rounding out the top half of District 4-5A.
Time Warner Cable will rebroadcast the Sam Houston vs. Bowie game on Cable Channel 185 on Saturday, and then it will be available on video on demand.
Don't forget to go out and support your team.
Before we go, we have a couple of entertaining oddities about communication. ASL, American Sign Language, is the fourth most common language in the United States.
The first computer program to handle email was created in 1972.
And before rubber, red was used to erase pencil marks.
No.
Yeah.
For AISD TV News, I'm Jamie Savarese.
And I'm Priscilla Presley. Thanks for watching, and we will see you next week.